Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Tamara Cosley Robinson, and I'm your host for tonight's broadcast, Listening to Your Inner Voice, The Power of Using Your Intuition. And so I have the pleasure of working with two of our newest hosts, and for all of our listening audience, you are in for a treat tonight. Very dynamic, wonderful conversation. I swear I'm not lying. I know somebody's laughing right now. But we're going to have a good time tonight. And traditionally, right? So we're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves, give you guys a little bit of information about who it is that you're listening to, and then we'll jump into the conversation. And so I will start off with Pasha Cook. Pasha, please tell our listening audience who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Pasha Cook. I'm a life coach. I'm studying to be a life coach right now, and I'm a speaker. So I'm a public speaker, and I help people to transform their lives. My audience is young adults, young creatives, you know, those who want to be in music and show business and all these creative arts, all these different genres of creativity. And I help them to transform their minds so that they can transform their lives, because I believe that we all have a purpose. And sometimes we are told that we should be a doctor or a lawyer or something in that realm to be significant. Well, anything that you want to be is significant because you are significant. So I help them to train their thinking, to think more positively, to find their authenticity, and to live the life that they were sent here to live.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much,
Pasha. I feel
Pasha.
Like I should clap.
Wait, maybe we should have like the, you know, radio,
the
TV shows, right? They had the applause button, yes. And so Danielle Gibson also joins us this evening. Please share with our listening audience who you are and what you do.
So I'm a coach, and I basically coach around people who want to learn how to be more kind of straightforward. I'm a straightforward person. I have a line from my brain to my mouth. I don't know why I am, but it seems to work for me. And I've seen that a lot of people would like to have the ability to kind of speak what they think. And I think that a lot of that has to do with being confident, having good communication skills, and a word that Pasha just used, which is authenticity. And you know, what we feel and how we feel and what we think are important. And I think that expressing ourselves is ultimately, at least for me, this is important to me, is kind of essential to living authentically. So not to use the word twice. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danielle. And I am Tamara Cosley Robinson, and I'm a life and career transitions coach. And it's amazing that the three of us are on the line, and I swear we didn't set it up this way, but there's so much around authenticity in all of the work that we do. And so I work with folks who are navigating change in their lives and or in their careers, and helping people to rediscover who they are as they're going through these changes so that they can live a more authentic life. And so that their career experiences can be more about who they are instead of what they do. And so, you know, Pasha, as you address these young folks and around being creatives and whatnot, if they ever fall into something that they really didn't really want to do, but, you know, they kind of fell into it, then I help them once they get a little older. How about that?
Okay. I've been with them. I'll pass it on to you, and they
yeah, you guys
all the way through, right?
That's right.
It's a tag team for you guys.
It is a tag team. And then, you know, we'll also send them to you, Danielle. There's always
All right. Thanks so much. That's very kind.
And so for our listening audience, as you can see, it's going to be a lively conversation tonight. If you would like to join in on this conversation, we would love for you to do that. And the number to call is 646-716-9397. I almost gave my work phone number. That's a little scary. Again, the dial-in number is 646-716-9397. Okay, so we're going to jump into this conversation about listening to our inner voice and why intuition is so important in our lives. And so, Pasha, I'll start with you. What does intuition mean to you?
Intuition to me is going beyond your distractions, going beyond the distractions of the world. You have a voice in you that sometimes gets suppressed. It becomes drowned out. And then it's confusing at that point to figure out which voice is speaking, because we have these voices in our heads, and I believe that the voice of intuition is the voice in our hearts, the heart, the place where God resides, where love resides. So to listen to that voice, to tap into that voice, is to tap into, again, the word we've been using all this time, your authenticity, who you really, truly are. And it's making all those other distractions blurred where you don't even pay attention to them. So it's just tapping into God.
It sounds so easy. You make it sound a little easy. You know, and I love the way that you described it, right? Because there's so many ways that we can describe it, and it can get really complicated. But I love your description of it. Danielle, anything to add or anything that kind of struck you?
Only an hour's worth of information. Two things. I just want to mention, Pasha, you just said that we have a lot of voices in our head, and I just want to, I can tell you guys about this more, but for all of you who are listening, hopefully, there's a book that I'm reading called The Untethered Soul that talks about the voices in your head, and the one question that it asks is, so we have I like to call it the bitch voice that we have in our head, that the mean bitch voice. And the question that this book poses is, who's listening to that voice? Who's the one that's hearing that voice? Because obviously it is us, right? So there are the negative voices, and then there's the person who's hearing those voices and paying attention and following the cues from the maniac that is in our brain that is not really the essence of who we are, which I believe is our intuitive self. And for me, does that make sense what I just said to anyone?
What's that?
Did that make any sense? I don't know. But with regard to intuition, for me, intuition is something that I sense. So basically, I have a thinking brain, and I have I talk like, you know, people probably think I'm insane, but that I receive information. It's not something it becomes a thought, but it kind of, the intuition has no ego. It has no agenda. It just is. And so when you get an intuitive hit, at least for me, when I get an intuitive hit, it is basically, I hear myself speaking to myself, and I'm like, where is this information coming from? And sometimes I do things and I don't have a reason for doing them, or I make decisions that I'm not actually thinking out about, or I'm not making myself insane and trying to figure it out. And that's because it's easier, because it is my intuition that is guiding me. So in essence, I guess my intuition is my guide.
Right.
And it's always
Got
right.
It.
It doesn't mean
Love
I always
it.
Doesn't mean I always listen to it,
mm-hmm.
but it is always right. In my experience. So I'm working really hard right now at trying to really tap into it, because I do know that it is the thing in myself that I can trust.
Yeah. And you know, the thing, so what I got from that, and I'm tying this in, because I think that what tends to happen to us is that as we hear and we hear about you know, we hear those voices, that inner voice that's telling us what we should do, right? And you just said, Danielle, that it has no ego and it has no agenda. And so that, to trust that, and even number one, first to know that, and then to trust that is one thing. But then we have other people who are talking to us about our situation. And when what we have heard from ourselves that has no ego, but we don't know that it doesn't have an ego, and then we hear from somebody else who has an ego and has an agenda, that's when it gets really complicated. Yes?
Yeah. Well, it gets complicated if you don't fully embrace your intuition. Like, it is really hard because a lot of the information that I'll speak for myself, a lot of the information or a lot of the things that I sense, they're not the most convenient pieces of information. It's not really convenient to not like someone that everybody else likes, for example, right? It's not convenient to question what is going on around us when everybody thinks one way and we think differently. So in that way, we have to really own it. And the only way for me to own it is to truly believe it. And like I said, it's almost like I used to think I was crazy, literally growing up, because I didn't even know what intuition was. And my perception of things was so different than many others. And I thought I must be wrong. But now that I own it, like, it's kind of like I'm obsessed with it a little bit right now, but I really pay attention to it now. So if somebody questions me, I just kind of go, well, first of all, why are you questioning me? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you how I think. And second of all, I think that it's about their questioning of themselves. So I'm comfortable enough with my intuition or the way that I feel, to not have the world doesn't shake. You know, it's not like something happens if someone questions me. I'm also really careful with whom I share a lot of this information, because people do question you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Pasha, what are you thinking?
I am thinking that I'm going to go back to what you said about how I make it sound easy. I think as far as somebody's breathing into the phone, it's all about ear. I think that the task is easy, as far as the action, it's easy. But to retrain your mind, to retrain yourself from what you've been programmed to believe, that's the hard part. And once you really start to understand, this is what I tell people. This, when you die, when you are on your transition bed, you die by yourself. So alone, you have to learn how to live and understand that this is your life, this is your journey, and everyone walking this earth has their own journey to tend to. So I can't tend to somebody else's journey, because that's taken away from mine. And it's enough work. I'm enough work for myself. I'm enough work for myself. And I think that's what we need to do. Yeah. Thanks. I think that we need to focus on our work, because we are a handful. And I'm not saying that I just jumped up one day and this became easy. It's a work in progress every day. But just like you work on any other relationship in your life, work on the relationship with yourself. If you're willing to put in all this effort into a job or a career or a marriage or, you know, whatever other relationship you're in, why not put in that effort into yourself, getting to know what you like, your desires? It's not supposed to be easy. Relationships aren't always easy. They are work. So you just have to put in your mind, it's a choice, have that choice in your mind that I want to work on getting to know myself better. I want a better relationship with myself. Now, that doesn't mean you're trying to be a better you. I don't use that term anymore, because that means that you're not good enough right now with who you are, right? It's to get to become more of yourself. And as you start to work on that, things will clear up for you. You'll get more clarity in your life. And those distractions won't be such distractions anymore. You'll get new ones.
Right.
Because I believe as you grow, your distractions will grow too, but you're strengthening. You're getting to know who you are, and that brings about a confidence. And it's work.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Thank you for that. I have to acknowledge the fact that when we think about and talk about relationships, I think, and I don't know if I'm speaking for just myself or someone else or anyone else, that when we think about relationships, we do think about other people. We don't think about what is it that we can do for ourselves. So that's an awesome, awesome point that you brought up, and certainly something worth taking in and doing something with, if in fact that's something that one has not had a chance to do, or has chosen to do. Love that. Action is easy. Retraining your brain is the hard part. I like.
Well, I mean, I kind of think that the word trust can be thrown in there also, because ultimately you're learning how to trust yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You're paying attention to yourself. So if you look at if we talk about this with regard to a relationship, which is what it is, all of the things that we want from another person or within a relationship with anyone, you can apply everything. So what do we want to be able to trust somebody? So I know for myself, I have issues with trusting myself, and I don't know what that actually 100% means, but if I have issues of trust with other people, that must mean that I need to trust myself before I trust everyone, right? Because we have to do all of that first, right? We have to do that with ourselves in order for us to be able to do that with other people. So when it comes to an intuition, if I feel solid in that, one of the things that gives me is I feel sure-footed. Right? I feel like, you know, I can't easily be swayed, and that I have the ability to lean on myself because I have an awareness of myself that no one else can have because it's inside of me. So that makes me feel less like, you know, if metaphorically speaking, if it were really windy, I'm not getting blown over because I have a feeling of security with regard to a self-awareness that other people can't change. Unless they have a good point, in which case I will listen to it. I don't need to be right. I just need to feel good about about what I'm sensing. But yeah, I think that trust is essential. And I mean, I kind of feel like, I don't know, Pasha, if that's part of what, you know, you're talking about. But obviously, having a relationship with ourselves is, nobody really thinks about that, right? They don't think about the fact that we are in, I mean, I'm in a horrifyingly bad relationship with myself at times. Like, I need to get divorced from myself. Or at least a legal separation. Right? And then there's going to be a mediator involved. It's just going to be ugly.
It's
if I
ugly,
don't fix
ugly
it.
Ugly divorce. Right? You know what?
Thank God there are no children involved, because then there'd be that. I don't know. Sorry.
I agree with you about the trust. Sometimes when I speak to people about trust, this is the reaction I get. I trust myself. I don't trust them, right? Because many people don't understand that in order to trust someone else, you have to first trust yourself. They think they are trusting themselves, and they just don't trust the other person. But trusting yourself is about knowing that you are going to make the right decision. That's one. Two, it may not always turn out the way that you wanted it to, but there's a lesson there. There's something that can grow you there. There's something that can strengthen you there to make you more, I guess, connected to who you are in order to live a great life. And people sometimes just feel like, well, I don't trust people. You don't trust yourself. So that's the first conversation we need to be having. You don't trust yourself.
Yes.
It's not about everybody else, because what we seek in life, we find. And if you're looking to not trust people, then you're going to get more people in your life that you don't trust. Right?
Wow.
You
could you say that one more time? Okay, I'm breathing that one in. One more time, I love it.
But that's kind of the essence of what coaching is, right? So you basically look, if you, for example, if money is something, not having enough money, you're constantly worried about not having enough money, you will not have enough money, right? Because that's your focus. I'm not having as opposed to I want a lot of money and that's what you will get. So what Pasha is saying, I mean, I don't mean to speak for you, but if you're looking to not trust people, that's what you're going to meet because that's what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Right?
No, I totally got it. I'm just, you know, I want our listening audience to be able to take that in because I think sometimes we can talk in a bubble and, you know, there's a certain level of awareness that, you know, as you're going through this coaching space that I'm not saying we're better than anybody, but I just saying that there's a certain awareness that comes about when you're taking the time to be insightful. And that was a good one. That was a nice little, as Ben Carter, you know, at some point you all will work with him. That was a juicy one. That's what he would say. That's what he would say.
To make it, I guess, a little more easy to kind of digest, what
yes.
you are seeking, you will find. Period.
Yes.
What you are seeking, you are going to find. If you look for trouble, you find trouble. You remember when we were kids? We were kids, and they say, you know, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it. That's true. Whatever you're
yes,
looking
right.
for, whatever your perception is in your life, you are going to find it. So,
yeah.
again, to Danielle's point, if your focus is lack of money, you're going to find more lack of money in your life. If your focus is to not trust, if your focus is on those people that you didn't trust or you're thinking about the past and what happened in the past and you didn't trust or you've been hurt, you are seeking that, so more of that is going to show up in your life. And I just believe that many people do not understand that. They look at it as just reality, but you are creating your reality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's your perception,
yeah.
right? I mean, it's like, you know, one of the, I don't know if it's a foundation principle, but, you know, I completely just lost what I was going to say. I literally just forgot what I was going to say. So tomorrow you need to speak.
Okay, I'm speaking right now. So if anyone of our listening audience would like to join in this conversation, oh my word, please do. Call in 646-716-9397. Again, the number is 646-716-9397. And so while you're gathering your thoughts,
I remember,
please go right in.
I love it.
Oh my God. The thought is that we, oh my God, I'm having a senior moment because I remembered and then I lost it. That basically, holy, can we curse on this? I feel like are we on cable? I'm like, God, seriously, I got to write it down the next time it comes back. I'm like an idiot. Go on. Oh, my God.
I'm having too much fun. Wait a minute. I can't get my face hurts a little bit.
Danielle, out of control.
Oh,
out,
sorry.
Out of control.
Yeah.
No, you're
Danielle.
Funny. That's all. It's all good. It's all good. So I'm okay. just, and you know what? When it comes up, you're just going to say it, whatever it is.
I'm going to write it down.
Just write it down, why don't you? Well, why don't we do this? Because we're just about, we're like 3-7 minutes shy of the midpoint of the show. But I think this is a good time to take a bit of a station identification break and talk a little bit more about our sponsor. And while I'm talking a little bit about our sponsor and what it is that they do and how people can take advantage of the offer that's on the table, I'm going to put a question out there that I want you both to address when I'm finished. So we talked a lot about, you know, manifesting. Basically, without saying this, we bring what it is that comes into our life, basically, right? You already said what you're looking for, you'll find. What you think, and I love this, and you know what you think you are, whatever it is that you think you are, you're right. And whatever you think is going to happen is absolutely going to happen. And so, with those things in mind, And with this space around intuition, and it is a gift, and this inner voice is really, it is a guide. The question is, how do we get into the practice of trusting that contrary, that thing that often becomes something that's contrary to what, you know, can potentially be logical? That's the question I want you guys to ponder. Actually, we have a caller that just called in. So before I go to station identification, I will have our caller go ahead and ask a question. So caller with the 901 area code, please ask your question or share your comment.
Hi. I don't have any questions. I'm just listening. I'm a first-time listener and just wanted to say that you ladies are awesome. I'm just listening to each and every one of you and just really trying to take it in. You know, I can relate on so many different levels to everything that you're saying, trusting that inner voice, that intuition, you know, just all the things that we go through and question each day in our daily lives. And, you know, as we're all struggling and really trying to be better people. But again, no question. I just wanted to say this is great, and I'm just really enjoying listening. And maybe I'll call back later with a question. You're doing an awesome job.
Don't let
Thank
her go.
You.
That is Christy Davidson. How are you, darling? How are you, darling? This is one of my great friends, guys. I've been friends with her for many, many years. And I know we were speaking about listening to your inner voice, right?
Yes.
I think you should listen to your inner voice when it comes to your circle as well, because this lady here met me when I was teaching in Memphis, and we hit it off right away. And this is a person that I don't have to talk to every day, every other day, every month, but when we talk, the talk is it moves me. It's like it feeds my spirit, because you know that this person – it's genuine in what they say, and they always want your best. They always want what's best for you, and they're willing to listen to you and to inspire and uplift you. So I think the inner voice tells you so much, and it also you should listen to it when it comes to the people that you are surrounded by. Like this, I am so serious about that. It has changed. She has changed my life. She's one of those people that has really changed my life, and I love you so much. Thank you for calling
in. I love
in.
You too, and I'm just sitting here in just total awe listening, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, just the growth, the maturity, the spiritual growth, you know, just all of those things. I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud to know you, and this is great. This platform is great. I just like it, and I hope everybody that's listening is able to grow, to learn something about themselves, and really be able to take something away sometimes and just share it with somebody else, you know, because, again, you never know where people are. And when it comes to trust, it's like you all are saying, you know, trusting yourself. You know, when you trust yourself, you trust yourself. It's no doubt about it. I mean, you can look at people, you can listen to people, and you can just take what they say to heart. But it's like, I know best, kind of like mommy knows best. I know best, and you just keep it moving. So this is great. Good job, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, you remind me, you both, and I think all of us, and I hope and pray all of us have at least one, if not two or three, people who have that something. Because, I mean, I think we would all love to be that for some people, and we all would want to be that for ourselves. But when you meet someone, you have no idea how much they're going to impact your life.
Right.
And when you have that space where something is moving, it's a spiritual kind of thing, and it's a anytime you can be in a relationship where it's not about one-upmanship, but about how I can help you more, and whatever that more is, That's a good thing.
And it's kind of like the foundation principle, right? Everyone you meet is both a student and a teacher.
And a teacher. That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's
like
exactly
that.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. This is a great
Perfect.
Show. Whoever missed
it
the
is
show,
a great show.
Shame on you.
I know.
Sasha, you're like, I am kicking some serious ass here. Everybody needs to hear me.
No, it's just a great conversation. I mean, I feel like sometimes we lack that these days, a great conversation. It's not about gossip. It's not about scandal. I know scandal's popular, so I'm not talking scandal. I don't want nobody to email me like, you can't be talking about scandal. You know how people get. But just having
mm-hmm.
that great conversation where people can identify with their struggles. And we all have those voices. Even though we're
yes.
professionals, it doesn't end there.
Oh, please.
It does not
yes.
stop there. Actually, there are more voices at that point.
You know
how to decipher them at that point. So you're just like, God, I've been dealing with this all my life. But just to connect with people and say, hey, you have it. You have it.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to put in the work for yourself. Nobody
mm-hmm.
can do that for you. Nobody can people can help direct you, but you have to put in the work. And it is
yes.
work, but we work every
it's
day.
Work.
We work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours every day doing something for other people, even if it's servicing a client. You're working for somebody else. Work for yourself. You're worth
right.
it. You're worth it.
You know your value.
Yes.
Right. That's right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Audible.com. Thank you again for calling in.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you, Pasha. I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thanks, Chrissy.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take good care.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Audible.com. So we know from Russ's introduction earlier today that Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. So again, audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, and you'll get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. And so I do want to mention that Danielle mentioned a book earlier, The Untethered Soul.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little scary. I have more books that are not audio, but I have that book, so I'm glad I just go to my little library and dig it out. But I'm certain that that particular book and many others about intuition and about being more present. And you know, we've been talking about courage, although we haven't said it outright. We've been talking about trust. We've been talking about a lot of things. You can find a book on audible.com that can suit your needs. So absolutely take advantage of this opportunity. All right. And so before we jump in.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say one of the coolest things that the Untethered Soul said about the voices in our head that is not the intuitive voice, which I thought was the coolest metaphor, is if that voice, the one that is mean to us, that's incessant, right, doesn't shut up ever. If we personified that voice that kind of gets in the way of our intuition, and we made that a person, right? Like just you're sitting on the couch, you're watching television, and that voice is now embodied. It's in person, and it didn't shut up. It never shuts up. You're watching television. It's not shutting up. It's giving you advice. You're totally listening to it, and it's a maniac. How long would you last with that person sitting on your couch? You would not. You would kick it out of your house. And yet that is going on in your head all day, every day. And we are taking our cues in life when we're not able to ignore the voice that isn't the true voice. We're taking cues from that. We are living our life according to a maniac. He literally calls the voice a maniac in your head.
Wow.
So I just thought it was an interesting metaphor that if you actually made that voice a person, you would not be friends with that person. You would never want to
exit them quickly.
You would hate them. So it was just something I thought was an interesting metaphor. Sorry.
No, it's interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I mean, now I don't know why I bought the book. I'm glad I did. Now it's moved up a little bit on my list. I have way too many books. Before we jump into the question that I asked prior to midway through the call, we have another caller. So caller with the 267 area code, go right ahead and either ask your question or share your comments.
Hey, Tamara, it's Peg.
Hi, Peg. How are you?
I guess two things. I dialed in primarily because I lost the sound on the on my device. I'm not sure what happened. I can see it playing, but I'm not hearing anything, so I don't know if that happened to anyone else. And then secondly, back to your discussion on intuition, I think your graphic says it perfectly for me, and it's really, for me, balancing what I think and what I feel, because I can be one way very strongly or the other way very strongly, and I really have to pull myself, I really have to center myself in making that balance happen so I can really move forward. Otherwise, my decision or my assessment of a situation isn't as clear or isn't as true for me in order to move forward.
Yes.
Just my comment. That's all.
Yeah, that's a great comment. And, you know, as you were saying it, and I don't know if it's just because I just know you so well. And so Pasha and Danielle, you know, when we talked about knowing yourself and being in a relationship with yourself and being able to have that with someone else, Peg is like, she is me. We just come from different places and spaces, but certainly have just such a great connection and an understanding. And I'll just add to that, that when there is so much going around you, it is very hard to center and to get a little bit of peace and quiet, whatever that means when it's so noisy, in order to say, okay, what's right for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Tasha or Danielle, any thoughts around that?
Well, I was going to say that leads into the question that you asked, really, which is how do you kind of practice that, right? That was the question that you that you asked prior. And the thing that I want to say about that, because I literally do this, because when I'm not sure of something, or I can't make a decision, or I think I should do something, you know, that terrible S word, the should word, it should be banned. I literally ask myself the question, do you really want to do this, for example? And I always have an answer. I always have an answer. There's no hesitation. Is this right for me to do? And then I have an answer. I literally speak to my intuition. And my intuition always answers me immediately, like it's right there, and I don't question it. And that's literally how I get myself through crazy moments when I'm a little bit insane. And so I calm myself down and I ask, as if I am another person, I ask myself the questions that I need answers to, because I have the answers and no one else will. No one else can have them.
With me, first, I think that some people are confused. They don't know how to tap into that. Like, we know because we have studied, we have read, and we're practicing. But for the average person, they're confused they're confused with the voices in their head and that intuition, like I said before. And how I tell some of the people that I work with to gauge it is, your body is very intelligent. It tells you when you're in alignment, and it tells you when you're out of alignment. When you're out of alignment, you have that feeling inside where you're like balled up, or it feels like anxiety, you know, all these things is when you're out of alignment with your thinking, right? And so you have to get, with me, I have to get myself where I'm at a peaceful mind. So I may have to meditate. I may have to take some breaths. I may have to change my thoughts. and get back in alignment before I make a decision. Because if I make a decision when I'm feeling all of that and going through all of that, then I don't feel like I'm in alignment and I'm not thinking straight at that point. You know, so I think a wise person once says, when you don't know what to do,
do nothing.
Just be still.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah. No, no, no. Go chime in. Just be still. And
yes.
I think in this society, sometimes that's hard to do because I know with me, let me speak for myself. I was trained coming up to do, which was more physical work. I wasn't trained about mental work. Right. So you think you can fix everything by doing it, by doing this and doing that and going out and doing the brunt work. And some tasks require you to do, you know, hands-on and strong work. But you have to work on your mind. You have to work on your mind, because once you work on your mind and get that peace, then you can tap into that intuition, because it's always there. We just block it out. And it takes work.
Yeah.
That's why you need a coach. You may need a therapist. You may need to start reading certain books. You may need to meditate. It's different methods, but you have to seek those methods that work for you. And that's what I ended up doing, just trying a little bit of everything until I figured out what worked for me so that I could tap into my intuition, because it's mine. So I had to figure out what worked to tap into that. That makes sense?
Totally,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry I interrupted you before, but I think that, you know, you're saying to be still. One of the things that I think is really important, too, is even if you do think that it's your intuition or you're not sure or you're confused as to what to do, for me, if I don't know what to do, I don't do anything until I know what to do. And I learned that that really works out well. It's kind of like, you know how sometimes laundry, you never want to do, you don't want to do. Sometimes it's easier to do it than others. It's a terrible analogy, but it's kind of like sometimes it's easier to make a decision than others. It just needs to be the right time. And I think that as a people, we're impatient. And patience is something that I have found to be really valuable as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, Peg, does that answer your question?
Is Peg still there?
Still there, Peg? Your line is open. Okay, I think we lost her. We lost her.
Back to trust again.
Yes.
What do you think?
I do. I think that, and it's amazing because all of this, there's no prescription, right? It's not like you can go to the CVS and get a prescription. You can't. Everybody's way of working this thing out is going to be different. So, Pasha, you gave a perfect example. There's so many different ways of going out and testing what works for me. What works for me may not work for you, but there's a lot of options out there. And so I know, you know, I've been commuting to New York, and, you know, in New York, if you don't do it fast and do it in such a way that says I'm here, you're not doing anything. At least that is the assumption. And so I love the example of don't do it until you know what to do. And some people looking at you like tapping their foot, like, what are you doing? And I'm looking at them like, what are you doing asking me what I'm doing? You know, you know, why are you in my lane? This is what works for me. And so when we talk about that mental thing, and Pasha is perfect, we talk about physical. So if it looks like I'm doing something, then I'm doing something. No, just because I'm moving and doing something doesn't even mean that I'm doing anything meaningful. It means that I'm actually,
right,
you know, I'm physically in action, but that doesn't mean that I'm doing anything, if
you know
that
what
makes
I like
any
to call
sense.
That?
But
you know what I like to call that? The hamster.
What's that?
Hamster in a wheel.
A hamster in a wheel.
In a wheel mentality. Because you're moving, but you're going in circles. You're going to run. You're going to wear yourself out. And there's another way to do this thing. Like, if you just sit back, it's not always. And I'm saying that from my experience. I'm not.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I don't say anything to judge anybody else on how they do whatever they do. I'm saying from experience what I noticed about myself. Oh, you got to do, fast pace, quick this in New York. Yeah, it will. Sometimes I turn it into a game. When I'm going up and down the sidewalk or whatever, I just act like I'm in a game. Like, I used to play basketball. I just make it a game because New York is crazy and it's so fast-paced, but I learned and I got closer to God by being in New York, if that makes sense, because I had to figure out what to do to calm my mind and to get at peace before I got out in the streets of New York. Because if I did not, I wouldn't be a whole person, right? So
yes.
That's when I learned to be still more often
yes.
in my life, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, one of the words
it.
That I think that, you know, we're talking about some people, you know, obviously everybody has their own way of doing any of this work, right? Because as it is, it's work, and it's worthwhile work because it's our life. And so if we want to feel better, we have to figure out how we're going to get there. And one of the words there are two words that I think are really important. One is awareness, but there's an awareness that it is possible for things to be different, first of all. Like, just the notion that things don't have to be as they are is really the first realization, at least, you know, the realization that something might not be right or something, you know, that it could be better, but also the awareness and the belief that it can change, that you have the ability to change something. I think that's really important. And I also think that the word processing is really essential here too, because, you know, talking about actions, when it comes to your mind or your soul or whatever is inside, the action is only processing. You can't see it. You can't see it. It's on the inside. And I have found that the most growth happens in between situations. So something happens and then it throws me a little bit, and then I have to work on it, and I have to decide how I'm going to react, hopefully, or respond. And that takes time, and that's processing time. And someone used that word the other day when we were talking about something like this, and I thought, oh my God, processing is an incredible word, because it is the work. The work is processing for me.
That's a good one.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, I don't know if we talked about this when we were planning our conversation many, many weeks ago, but, you know, there's this book by Ian LeVanzant called In the Meantime.
Oh, yeah.
I think you brought it up.
Yes,
I think I did. I was trying to find my notes, but yes. And so, and when I couldn't find them, I just let it go, right? So, but that is, it's the valley experiences, right? So you're in the mix of all this stuff happening. And then when you're kind of out of the woods, or maybe it's not as hot and heavy, that's where the growth is. That's when we really get a chance to really dig deep and understand a little bit more, is in those valley experiences, in the meantime, in those times where it is just, you know, you and yourself and your creator just working that thing out.
whatever that is for you, because everybody's different with the creator.
Right.
I guess
right.
I'm like the advocate for the people, because I always have a rebuttal for something.
Sure.
Maybe, like, people are afraid, again, from my own experience, of that mean time, of that valley experience, because for me, it used to bring up those past emotions that hadn't been worked out, those past pains that hadn't been worked out. So when you start to feel that, because you feel those things in the valley, for sure,
yeah.
You have to be willing to see beyond that, see beyond your history and the pain that someone took you through or some experience that caused pain for you in order to appreciate the valley. I think many people have a problem appreciating the valley because it reminds them of that past pain, and no one wants to experience that. We're always trying to seek something that makes us feel better, makes us feel good. That's why we're willing to that's why we're willing to embrace the distractions. Because they distract us from our pain. So I really want to get to a point that I can help people understand this better, because, yes, I've read The Untethered Soul. I've read Ian LeVanzant. I've read Wayne Dyer. I've read all these different books, and some of them I didn't understand at the time. But I believe that majority of the people don't understand that. So how can we express it? How can we explain it to where they understand that this is not, this has not come to destroy you. It has come to pass. It has come to strengthen you. Your struggles have come to strengthen you, you know, and get them to understand that.
Well, you know, it's interesting also, and I agree with you, and I think that that's, you know, I think, Pasha, and you know, wanting to talk about your story, I think that that can be really helpful, because I think when people can empathize or relate to somebody's story, then that makes it a little less scary, you know, because they're not alone. But one of the things I was talking to someone the other day who's really stuck and was talking about being scared of something, and I said, the pain, the scary thing, the worst thing, it already happened. It's over. Everything that we're doing right now is basically, we think that we're protecting ourselves from a perceived fear. Fear is something that either happened in the past or that we think is going to happen in the future. Right now, there is no, it's not happening right now. So if you think about it in terms of our pain happened to us many, many years ago, and we've been struggling to protect ourselves to the point where sometimes we're in a box, right? After a while, I'll speak for myself, I was stuck. And the distraction serves a purpose for a really long time. But the thing is that it's, the bad stuff already happened. It's just, the worst is over. And we keep recreating it in our mind. Or the perceived,
right,
the notion that it will happen again. It's just in our head. And so how do we let go of that is a whole other thing. I mean, I was a poster child for therapy. So I was like, I might as well have moved into my therapist's office. I was there so often for about 15 years. And then I found coaching, which helped me with the stuff I couldn't get to after, you know. And I thought coaching could help, and it changed my life. But that's because I was ready also, and because I was not scared. You know, I think you're right that I think courage is a really important word here.
Good. I like that. I guess,
yeah,
that's what I was trying to kind of get out of you guys. How can we relate what we have learned, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but at some point reading these books, I'm like, what are they talking about? And it's time.
Oh, yeah.
It's timing. But how do we relate that, and how do we connect with the people that are listening that may not understand those type of books? And you said it right there, Danielle, it's happened in the past, or it's what you fear in the future. It's
right.
What's happening right now. Like right now, I'm sitting on the couch having this great conversation with some wonderful ladies. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear, right? So what's happening right now in your life at this very moment? Are you in danger? No. So it's, I don't know. I just want to connect with the people and get them to understand that you have it in you no matter what. Like you have it, and you have that voice, the intuition, and your life, and this is my message to everybody, your life matters because you're here.
Right, but Pasha, based on the conversations we've had, my question to you is, why do you think that your approach to the way you want to do this is not going to do that?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just talking about the conversation now. I think
we're
that,
having, right?
Oh, you mean how do we do it now?
Yeah, like, because we were talking about, you know, all these books, The Untethered Soul. I read that book twice, and it was a difficult read for me.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. And I know that some of the listeners that I've invited in won't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just bringing
right.
it up in the conversation. And I like the way you put it. So that's all. I guess I'm trying to pull that out of us so that they can
yeah.
connect. You know,
well,
I think that
the answer to that is that if something, like anything, resonates with anyone, then that's just the beginning of their curiosity, potentially, right? Because curiosity is a big part of this, too, right? Like, you know, for me, I'm an information junkie. So, like, as much as I can read, and I'm a narcissist, apparently, because I just, everything that I'm going through, I just need to know everything about, because it's about me. But it's really just about maybe one thing that one person has said will make someone think, and then that is the beginning of their path. I don't know. I mean, that's how it was. That's how it is for me. Like, I can read an entire book and remember one thing that makes a huge difference in my life. Just a sentence, maybe. That's all it
right.
takes for me.
Right. And I think the other part of it is that in order to really handle the things that are happening, you know, is to really be present, right? So,
right.
Pasha, you talked about, you know, fear of something that happened in the past, or you start making stuff up, right, about what could happen in the future if X. And it's like, okay, if we can just suspend, you know, what happened in the past, because it did happen, and we remember a lot of things about it, and there's certain things that trigger us about what has happened in the past. If we can stay present and say, but I'm here right now, I'm here right now, don't go making stuff up. My mother used to say, don't borrow trouble. Why are you worrying about that? You're making stuff up. And then you're scaring yourself half to death. And so there's no way that I'm going to listen to this inner voice because I have already made up what could happen if I, you know. And then it's this vicious circle. So I think one of the other words other than what we've already brought up this evening, trust, courage,
awareness.
Awareness is presence. Stay present. You know, stay in the moment. You know, try your best not to go back, but try your best not to kind of foresee what the future has. And I think that's one of the other things that's tough about intuition is the not knowing. That everything's going to be all right. With this thing, yeah.
I agree with you, and I think that that's part of the struggle and one of the greatest accomplishments that the fact of the matter is that as much as we think that we know anything, what the outcome is going to be, we don't know anything about what an outcome is ever going to be, ever. We can think we know. We can base our ideas on what will happen based on what's happened in the past, but we don't ever know anything. And so there's a sense of control that you have when you think, a false sense of control, when you think you know what's going to happen, but you don't, because you can walk out, you know, anything can happen at any time. And the only control we actually ever have is over ourselves, truly. And so if we can get comfortable with this discomfort of not knowing, of not thinking we know, because we don't know, then that's really... To me, that's been a big battle. It's like, and the present part of it, staying present, to me, you know, I can't decide with my thinking brain to be present, because my thinking brain is the same brain that doesn't want me to be present, that wants to make shit up. And so if I can really pay attention to something that I'm sensing, back to that word sensing, because that's what an intuitive experience is for me. It's not something that happens in my mind. It happens in my body. It happens in a different place. It happens below, like my entire body. It does not happen in my head. So I agree with you completely that it's, you know, it's getting comfortable. But it's like anything, right? It's kind of like I'm a right-handed person. If I can learn how to write with my left hand, it's going to take me a long time to be comfortable. And it might feel like it's impossible. But if I really want to, then I'll keep trying. And I think that's all we can do. That's all we can ask of ourselves.
Absolutely. I love it too. And you know, I understand how an hour can go by so quickly.
Done?
No. Yeah, it's crazy. And I think, you know, I'm going to bring us to a close. There's no race to 9 o'clock on the dot. We do have a little bit of leeway with the ending, but I do want to bring us to a place where we can kind of breathe in everything that was shared this evening. Just wonderful, wholehearted conversations about this, and certainly something that we can talk on and on and on about. And one of the ways I love to be able to honor my co-host is to give them an opportunity to share their words of wisdom at the end of every show. You know, normally we would have time to share all of the other shows that are coming up on our Blog Talk Radio networks. I would urge all of our listeners to go out there to Life Coach Radio Network to see all of the different shows that are coming up on all three networks. all very dynamic. I think the one tomorrow that kind of made me smile is it's going to be a show, the show After Scandal and After How to Get Away with Murder.
What are they reviewing it?
They're going to be talking about it. I can't stay up that late. So, yeah, so that's going at 11 o'clock tomorrow evening. And I think that's a nice, fun way to kind of bring a little bit of levity, you know, because we do get into some pretty heavy conversations when we get to chit-chatting. So, yes, please do just check out the website and see about all of the different shows that are coming up. But I do want to make sure that we honor the time and to give you guys a chance to share your words of wisdom. And I'll go last. So, Danielle.
Yeah.
Two minutes
I think I was pretty wise. I'm kidding. I think I've used my wisdom up. No, I just think that it's important that if possible that people understand that they are valuable and that they deserve to feel good, however that means for them, and then to allow them the time that it takes to get there. And as far as the intuition goes, we all have it. It's just a question of an awareness and paying attention. So in general, I think in life, paying attention is across the board really helpful. And I mean everywhere, not just to our intuition and our inner voice. I think it's across the board and question things. I think that's really important too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danielle. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you.
I know that we will do this again really soon.
Yeah.
So Pasha, please share with us your words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom are just affirm yourself. Affirm yourself and approve yourself. And seek what you love to do. Seek that person that lives inside of you that you may have abandoned, that you may have suppressed because of trying to relate to other people or be what other people want you to be. Understand that you are as valuable as the person that you admire outside of yourself, and you are actually more valuable. And seek that value within yourself. It's there. And as you seek that value and you affirm yourself and you approve yourself, you will find your intuition. You will find that voice that has been so soft that you couldn't hear it above the distractions that you have allowed into your life. And know that you matter. Whatever you want for your life, whatever vision you have for your life, you matter, and what you're seeking is also seeking you. So go out and find yourself.
Love
and go
it.
To Pasha's website and buy a T-shirt that says I matter, because it's a really cool
That's
t-shirt.
Right. Shameless plug. Shameless plug. I love it.
It wasn't
it's
mine.
A cool
I
shirt.
Pasha.
And hey, man, you had to get it in there, but that's good. Go buy your shirt. That's on my list to do as well.
What about your wisdom, Tamara? What about yours?
Well, my wisdom, you know, I love quotes, and you know, there were so many things that really spoke to my heart this evening. Really about having relationships with ourselves, and you know, when I think back over my life, things got much better and much clearer when I got clearer within myself, for myself. And, you know, that's when life really started to move forward for me. And so what I would share is that, you know, in as much as it's great to be in relationships with other people, take some time to spend some time with yourself, for yourself, because it's critical. It's mission critical. The other thing that I wanted to share, and this is part of a quote that I'm reading right now, is that the intuitive mind is where our genius resides. You know, we have inner geniuses that we don't even give a chance to really be and to really thrive. Don't be afraid to allow that part of yourself to be seen. You know, it's such, I don't know, it's hard for me to even describe what it is, but, you know, don't be afraid to allow that inner genius to be seen and heard.
You know, Marianne Williams has a quote with that, not dimming your light.
Yes.
In the presence of other people. You know, don't dim your light. I think that's what I get from what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah, there's no need to do that. Absolutely no need to. And, you know, it is, and it's like we allow others to do the same. When we shine our own light, I have the quote, I stare at it every day. It's the first thing I look at in the morning and the last thing I look at before I go to bed. You know, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you again, Pasha and Danielle. This has been a wonderful hour and 5 or 10 minutes on a Wednesday evening. Thank you so much for being a wonderful host, and this has been a great conversation, and I'm sure a topic that we can continue to talk about. So thank you for our listeners for being there with us, and for our callers for calling in. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for listening to this broadcast, and I want to wish you a good evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Take good care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.